So the next position review we'll do is running backs. Touch on fullback a little bit too. So, like I said, after the quarterback episode, I think one of the issues with my timing of doing some of these episodes has been that obviously it takes into account preseason games for some positions and doesn't account for preseason games for other positions. But running back will take into account both the Colts and Eagles game. I don't think it should come as much of a surprise that, Trevion Henderson, Rhamondre are the top two players at the position. I think that's been the case, all throughout last year, and it will be the case this year too. There have been a couple wrinkles thrown into the running back room a little bit. Obviously, the main one being Terrell Jennings landing on IR. But we can get into the RB3 conversation in a little bit. I want to first start off with Rhamondre and Trevion Henderson. When you look at those two, Trevion Henderson, I think by pretty much all counts, had the better season last year. Obviously, put the ball on the ground a lot less, but the end of the year for Rhamondre Stevenson was so much. It was such a night and day difference. If you look at his yards per game before the bye, he was down at 32.4. After the bye, 69.8. That's on the ground. I just he was so much better after the bye last year, and that kind of catapulted him into the RB1 role come the playoffs. And you saw against Denver, he carries the ball 25 times. I know that has something to do with the weather for sure. But I think Trevion Henderson strikes me as a guy who maybe will always have to share the backfield. There are just guys who are like that. But you look at them and you say, I don't know if this guy can be an every down back. He's not a particularly natural catcher of the football. He's not especially smooth. I actually think Rhamondre is a better receiving back than Henderson. Obviously, Henderson has the speed advantage, but Rhamondre is the power advantage. And if Rhamondre can hold on to the ball, which was a big if towards the beginning of last year, that became a completely that problem was completely nullified by Rhamondre towards the end of the season, which you got to give him a lot of credit for. I do think that he has the chance to continue to be the RB1. As he was before Trevion Henderson, and as he was in the playoffs and towards the tail end of the season. Trevion Henderson obviously had games last year where you look at it and you say, hey, like this guy is a legit, like Jahmyr Gibbs-esque sort of player. I think as mentioned, the issue has been, the lack of consistency on his part. You see the 5.1 yards per carry by the end of the regular season, and that looks pretty impressive on paper, but in actuality, that isn't. Really reality. It's he has games like you had against Tampa or like you had against Buffalo the second time out where it's like, whoa, you just had 130, 140, 150 yards. But then he has games where I think against Atlanta he had a rush for -8 yards, which I don't think I've ever really seen before, to be honest with you. I think, maybe you see a very some fourth down play where a running back's going all over the place just trying to find anything he can, but it was like, a regular second or third down and he goes back 8 yards. So, Trevion Henderson, I think there's definitely a lack of consistency there. And something that they're gonna want to clear up, for sure. So I think with that being said, I think you're gonna continue to see a fairly even split. You might see a 60-40 split in favor of one or the other. Depending on the game, or depending on a stretch of games, you might see an 80-20 split. You might see, like we saw towards the end of the season, Rhamondre getting a lot more action in the playoffs than Trevion Henderson got. So, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And when we get into the offensive line episode later, we'll be able to talk about the improvements made to the offensive line as well. But, you look at what, Rhamondre and Trevion Henderson being able to provide as a tandem, and I think that's something that's really exciting. I think you're going to continue to see them act as a tandem rather than, be this, rather than see Rhamondre in particular, get buried in the depth chart and get cut midseason or something like that. Like people were calling for him to be cut midseason last year. And, I can't exactly say that I wasn't one of them after the fumbling issues through the first couple of weeks. You got to say, hey, we got to give the ball to Antonio Gibson, who's obviously not with the team anymore, but we got to give the ball to Terrell Jennings, who at that point I think was still in the practice squad. Like, there's there were options that weren't putting the ball on the ground, but Ramondre's a much better player than all of them if he can avoid putting the ball on the ground. And he's able to do that towards the second half of last year, and hopefully that continues into 2026. But we'll get into the RB3 conversation because I think that was a real point of contest, especially after through honestly through all most of the summer, and then also through that first game. If you remember, Lanlaurison and had 7 carries for 1 yard in total in that game, whereas Jam Miller, it was only 3.9 a carry. I think it was 14 carries for 55 yards, if I remember correctly, were his final stats in that game against the Colts. Ended up being a tie, 13-13. I think that Jam Miller is a better runner than Lanlaurison in general. I think he's a more compact runner. But we can check out Lanlaurison's stats from the game against the Eagles. He looked very, very comfortable, especially as a pass catcher. But he looked really, really solid, I thought. And I think that, to me, paired with his pass catching ability, paired with his kick return abilities, I think what's going to put him over the top to be the RB3. I think you look at what you had last year in the kick return game, you say, we've got guys like Kyle Williams getting back there in the postseason because, you had Antonio Gibson go down. You have Efton Chisholm be on and off the game day roster, as a healthy scratch at times. You've got Dearnus Johnson, obviously, him filling in towards the end of the year too. So I think realistically, obviously, you need two kick returners back there. And I do think that Chisholm would be one of them, because I think that's the easiest way to find a role for him and find a justification for him to be on the team. I also think, you look at, what he's been able to put together this preseason, and there's a role for him potentially in offense, Efton Chisholm, which we can get into a little bit more when we get to the receiver episode, but. Lanlaurison, he was obviously a far more productive player in that second game than he was in the first. We'll look up stats right here now to see what his exact numbers were, because as a pass catcher in particular, I found him to be quite impressive. He finished with 9 carries for 33 yards and a touchdown on the ground, but then as a pass catcher, 3 catches, 41 yards, especially on that third down. Has a short pass that looks like it's going to be a put them in a position where they're going to have to go for it on fourth down, and breaks a couple tackles, able to shift his way for a first down on that last drive when Baron Morton was playing QB, or should I say punter, Baron Morton was playing QB. Cool to see him out there doing something like that in preseason. But you look at what the what Larrison's been able to put together, and I think you have to be pretty impressed. Jam Miller obviously still getting a toting the rock quite often, 11 for 36, but only 3.3 a carry. He's yet to crack the 4.0 mark, which was a common thing for him at Alabama last year, and all Alabama players. Any player with 20 or more carries at Alabama last year, none of them had eclipsed 4.0 in terms of yards per carry. So Jam Miller, I still think, will be involved with the team in some capacity. I'm not sure whether that'll be as a rostered 53 man, as a rostered player on the 53 man roster, or as a guy who's on the practice squad. But either way, I do think he'll be involved in the team unless he gets a call up from elsewhere. I do think that he's the three right now, or the four rather, behind Lanlaurison. I think the kick return ability is a major thing, and I might even have a special teams episode. I haven't really decided yet. But Lanlaurison to me is a guy that has the upside, as a return man and as a running back, especially as a pass catcher, to be a really, really legit piece to this offense this year. Not a whole lot else to speak on in the running back room. I think Hassan Haskins has a shot to be on the practice squad. Same deal with Jamichael Hasty. He'd had a bad fumble against the Eagles. Even so, I think one of those two, I think Hoskins is probably in the lead for that role, with Terrell Jennings being on IR for the year and him being sidelined. I think you might see Haskins make the practice squad, especially if Jam Miller is to get picked up elsewhere. He's a big dude, 6'2", almost 230. Fourth round pick by Mike Vrabel in 2022. He's never had more than 93 yards in a season. I think with him, you can definitely see. I think this is the Hassan Haskins is an example of, box scores don't really tell you the full story. Like, I think he has some really nice feet in the backfield. I think he's a shifty running back, especially for a guy his size and with his length and his height, he's able to fall forward. Quite, it feels like a significant amount, and get that extra yardage on the fall forward. So, I think that's not something to ignore. He's also has time on his side. He's only 26. So he's a guy that I could see on the practice squad. If you remember, Patriots have had some old draft picks. Baron Morton, I think, is already 24, if I'm not mistaken. Baron Morton turns 25 in January. So that'll be when the Patriots are still playing, hopefully. So Hassan Haskins being a Vrabel draft pick from the past, and then also still having enough time on his side, I'd say. I don't think 26 is super young, especially considering he turns 27 in November, but he's not a guy that has unlimited time ahead of him. He's going to need to show something in the league in order for him to stick around. But I think if, in particular, if he can have a strong third preseason game, I think he's definitely a candidate to come back on the practice squad. Jamichael Hasty, I mentioned him. Like, there's a chance maybe that he can stick around in the practice squad. It's his third stint with the team. He's 29. I think it's more than anything you might have gotten some confidence from. Hunter Henry might have some confidence in him to, be a guy who's not gonna screw anything up as a guy who's been here for a little while and say, hey, Hunter Henry can vouch for Hasty for to Josh McDaniels or to Vrabel or to whoever, and when they say, hey, Jennings went down, we need another back just to, take some carries for us. So, if I'm not mistaken, I think Jamichael Hasty was also here, maybe during when Vrabel was here last season. I don't remember exactly. Hasty re-signed with the Patriots on August 5th, 2025. I actually didn't remember that. He was okay. So he spent 3 weeks with the Patriots last year, and then signed with the Dolphins practice squad, and then came back. And so I think he does have a little bit of experience with Mike Vrabel. So I think he's probably more than anything just kind of doing Vrabel a favor, and Vrabel's doing him a favor by, giving him a couple game checks. But I don't think there's a whole lot there. 2.4 a carry. There's not a lot in the backfield, I don't think, beyond Larrison and Jam Miller. Like I mentioned, maybe you have something with Hassan Haskins, but even that seems a little far-fetched to me. I'll make sure I didn't forget anyone in the running back room. I mean, we can talk about the fullbacks a little bit. It seems like Reggie Gilliam is really the only fullback. I think that'll be a massive upgrade over Jack Westover. I think, you look at Jack Westover last year, 0 yards during the regular season, rushing or receiving, had one catch in week 18 against Miami, where he, fell down at the line of scrimmage. Did have a catch in the wild card. Got a first down on that play, which was kind of impressive, considering his lack of production during the regular season. But he seems he's moved back to tight end. Now kind of doing the team a favor last year and finding a way to contribute by changing positions. But it looks like he's moving back to tight end. It doesn't really appear like he'll have much of a chance to make the team, seeing as who he's playing with out on the field there. I think with him, it's probably a done deal that he's probably going to be gone. But Gilliam, I think, will be a massive upgrade over him. I think, more than anything, he's the highest paid fullback in football, I think, in terms of total contract value for a reason. Was a big piece in those Josh Allen sneaks that the Bills ran last year. So if the Patriots opt to do that in the little red zone with Drake May, that's definitely an option with Gilliam, who has some experience with that. I think, there's definitely something there at fullback, obviously. I think that'll be key. That's something that's huge in Josh McDaniels' offense. If you remember, the Patriots abandoned the fullback for a couple of years when Matt Patricia and Bill O'Brien were, here as the offensive coordinators during the end of the Belichick days, and then into the Gerard Mayo days, even when they try to utilize Jaheim Bell as a fullback a little bit. Yeah, I think for them, it's probably a situation where they just say, "Hey, if we want to get a yard, Gilliam can get back there. He can lay a mean block, and he can and Ramondre or Trevion Henderson or Laerson or Jet Miller, whoever it is back there, can get that yard for us." And I think Vrabel is a nasty coach with the type of demeanor that definitely condones that physical play. And yeah, I think Gilliam definitely helps him do that. And so does this running back room. I mean, Ramondre is a powerful guy, Jim Miller, hard hitting, back. Trevion Henderson is quite quick. So he's a nice complement to that. And similar to Trevion Henderson, though, in a different capacity, Lane Larrison, who, can be a guy on special teams who can contribute, good pass catcher as we've seen. So yeah, I still think Larrison and Jim Miller will have something to fight for in that final preseason game. If Jim Miller, goes for 100 yards and Larrison's a non-factor, maybe there's some more of a discussion there in that last preseason game. But Jim Miller, to me, has to do a little bit to make up some ground on Larrison, especially given Larrison's special teams value. But yeah, I think each of them are going to have something to play for in that last preseason game. That'll be something to look out for. You're probably going to see a fair amount of Haskins, some Hasty. I'm trying to remember. I think it was the Vikings game last year. Let me look this up. Preseason. Patriots gave a young guy, a random player, a lot of snaps who didn't make the team. Yeah, Shane Watts took 10 carries for 15 yards. I think he was a Fort Hays State. Yeah, Fort Hays. Running back. I mean, he takes 10 carries. Michael Hasty takes 11. So there definitely wasn't a lot of action from guys who would be making a big impact in that game. But I guess that was the second preseason game, rather. But you definitely see in that last preseason game, you're going to see some action from some guys who might be double checking who they are. You might be see the number and say, "I don't know that guy." But yeah, it's going to be Henderson. It's going to be Ramondre. You're gonna have Gilliam in there in the fullback as the fullback, and as of now, as of August 24th at 6:12 p.m., it seems pretty set in stone that Larrison will be that third guy. We'll have to see about Jam Miller, but yeah, it'll be an improved room from last year, hopefully, in particular because of the offensive line. But it'll be interesting. The running back room will be something to certainly monitor, throughout the rest of preseason and into the 2026 season.